Okay, so you may or may not be pleased to know that there's no sermon as such this morning. Yay, it was a little yay. Well, thanks. However, we do have, can I have the unshakable stuff, please? I do have. We are due to start a new series, which is called Unshakable, Confidence in Christ, Certainty in Salvation, A Journey Through 1 John. And I was given 1 John, the first four verses of 1 John to preach on. And then I was told that the children were going to be on, so we adapted it slightly. So, it's a little bit like a quiz. There's some questions that I'd like you to answer. So, if the answer is true, I'll go this way. If the answer is true, put up your left arm. If the answer is false, put up your right arm, the arm nearest the door. So if it's true, the arm nearest the window. If it's false, the arm nearest the door. And if you don't know, fold your arms. Right, so, first question. True or false, Jesus was a real person who walked this earth. What do you think? True or false? Jesus was a real person that walked this earth. Okay, obviously, the vast majority of you that can raise your arms have gone that way. Okay, I want to tell you that aside from what is in the scriptures, there is other historical evidence for Jesus being a real person. Flavius Josephus, a general in Galilee, a first century Jewish historian, mentions Jesus the Messiah crucified by Pontius Pilate. A mere 60 years or so after the event. And there's another bit in his History of the Jews where he mentions James, brother of Jesus, who was called the Christ. So this is outside of even the Bible. This is other historians talking about the real person that existed. Another one, we have some ancient references to Tacitus, a Roman historian and politician, and he refers in his writing to a Jesus that was executed by Pilate. We also have the letters of Paul and John and the other followers. Now, for many figures in ancient history, the only record we have of them are references to their names or copies of their work and writings that are old but were produced hundreds or maybe even 1,000 years after they lived. But we have accounts of the life of Jesus coming from eyewitnesses. Testimony written within years of the events and carefully preserved because it was so important to them. Jesus was indeed, I would say, there's not much dispute among scholars, not that I'm a great scholar on this myself, but he existed. He walked this earth. He was a real person. Sometimes it's hard to think about that. I think away in a manger has a lot to answer for because, you know, we teach it to our kids and like the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. Well, of course he cried. He was a baby. If you feel you need to maybe somehow connect with Jesus, the man, I would suggest you watch an episode of The Chosen, or, now this may be controversial, but hey-ho, Jesus Christ Superstar, the song Gethsemane, where the actor is praying, take this away from me if you can, but ends up distressed, but saying, take me now before I change my mind. I have always found that extremely touching and a good reminder of the man that Jesus was. Watch it, pull it up on YouTube. If you're not touched, I'd be surprised. So, right, next question, I think. Oh, no, sorry. This is our John, we're looking at 1 John, and this is the first verse of 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, we've seen with our eyes, we've looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life, the word of life being Jesus. John is making it very clear from the very start of this letter. We've seen him, we've touched him, we've been with him, we're telling you about him. Okay, next question. True or false? Jesus never claimed to be God. What do we think? So that way, if it's true, that way, if it's false, and if you don't know, fold your arms. Jesus never claimed to be God. Is that true or false? I can see you trying to work out the question there. Jesus never gave a lot more hesitancy on this one. Okay, thank you. If you'd like to put your... It's actually a false statement. It's false. Because Jesus said things like, I and the Father are one. He associated himself with God. And this other reference in John 14, Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been with you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, has seen God. How can you say to me, show us the Father? If you've seen me, you've seen Father God. And there's lots of other references where he says things like, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the bread of life. See me, see God. Come to me, follow me. So there's lots of places where Jesus makes it very clear that he is one with the Father, one with Father God. So he did claim to be God. Now this is the second verse of our letter in John. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and it has appeared to us. So John is making this very clear again. He was with the Father, and he came to us. So John is stating very clearly at the start of his letter, Jesus was a real man. He was here. We touched him. We saw him. He was also one with God. Okay. Question. True or false? God is unknowable. Okay, thank you. So hands down. Most of you have said that was false. I'd have been a bit like, because yes, he wants us to know him and be in relationship with him. But he's God. Mind blown. Yes, Daniel. Oh, you just had your hand up. Okay. So, but our third verse at the start of this letter from John. We proclaim to you what we've seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. So John's saying it is possible. It is possible to know God. We'll only know a fraction this side of this life, but it is possible to know God. That's what John's saying. He was a real man. He was God. And it's possible to know him now. So it talks about, in that verse, it talks about so that you also may have fellowship with us. So fellowship means companionship, a warm and friendly bond, shared interests, a group joined by common goals or beliefs. We take that one step further. Christian fellowship is a direct spiritual connection with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. A deep, active sharing and partnership in a common life, faith and purpose. That is the fellowship that we are called to know God, to love him and to love each other. John says in verse 4, we write this to make your joy complete. This fellowship, this new life, this fellowship with God and fellowship with other people is there to make joy complete, to give us a life of peace and joy. And Jesus himself said, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. Take heart. I have overcome the world. It's a different way of life. It's a different from the culture around us. It's different from the people we work with, but it's better. It's more joyful, it's more peaceful, it has less anxiety because we know that God is the one that is in control. Here endeth the sermon. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for these words that are written down, for the knowledge that has been passed on to us, for the wisdom that has been passed on to us, and for the encouragement that we can draw close to you. Jesus, we thank you that you came, that you died for the wrong things that we have done, that you rose again, that death is defeated and there is new life in Jesus. Amen.